Eli, I'm sure you've probably thrown 1,000 times to Akeem Nicks over the years. Now that he's back, how much can that help?
Yeah, you know, he looks good. Looks like he's running well, grasping the offense. So we just got to, be smart and put him in there, make sure he knows what he can do so he can go out there and play fast. And, I thought he was, running some routes, and there's obviously, certain routes we've thrown many times, and read his body language and can go over things. So I think he's, picked up things pretty quickly, and hopefully he can come in and help us out.
You're one of two teams in the league that hasn't allowed a 300-yard passer this year. I mean, are they that good defensively with the pass, or is it people are just running against them?
I think they do a good job against the pass. They do a good job getting a pass rush. You don't have a whole lot of time to hold the ball, and they're not giving up a ton of huge pass plays. Some teams are running the ball well against them, and so hopefully we can have that mix and be able to run the ball, be successful with that. But we're not to throw it, we're not to get completions and just be efficient and just try to whether we throw for 300 yards or not doesn't make the difference. It's about being efficient in our pass game and our run game and scoring points when we get opportunities.
They're not viewed by many people as kind of a contender. Are they more dangerous, do you think, than people realize?
I think they're playing good football, especially at home. They've seen lately they're protecting the football, they're getting turnovers, we know they have the ability to play well and score a lot of points and be effective on defense and get turnovers, and so we gotta be on our toes and ready for their schemes, and execute well and play smart.
Anything different about their defense from when you last saw them, especially up front?
They've lost a few guys, but linebackers and some DBs, safeties and guys, but they still do a good job up front, getting pressure on the quarterback. A lot of times it's bringing four guys, and getting making the quarterback get off his spot or getting sacks and making him throw before he's ready. So we got to do a good job up front, blocking up their pass rushers and their that's one of their strengths.
Eli, it seems that by week or game 11, you kind of are what you are, but is there a way that this run game can actually become more consistent, more powerful than it is or has been over the course of the final month?
Yeah, we just got to keep, keep running, and I think we've been effective. I think, we're not going backwards. We're getting positive yardage, but you never know when's that day when you break a couple long ones, and sometimes that's what the difference in rushing for those big days is, you break a 50-yarder, 60-yarder. So we got to keep staying with it. But I think we've done a good job getting those 4 and 5 yards of pop and getting good down in distance, and which is nice. But, if we want to break a couple long ones, we'll take that as well.
Eli, it's been 3 years. This team at this point, late November going into December, was really playing these meaningful games. Is it different to prepare for these games and a different approach at all?
Well, it's fun. It feels good to be in these circumstances and feel like you're playing for opportunities to make the playoffs and win your division. And so I think guys got to sense that excitement and make sure it shows in our preparation and our play.
You guys are relying on a lot of kind of younger guys, like rookie, second-year guys who haven't been through this. Is there anything that you can tell them having been through?
I think we just keep going about our business, keep preparing well. And, you have young guys. I think as you get late in the season, just make sure they're staying focused and staying, paying attention to the small things, the small details, and don't forget everything that, you've relied on that's been working for you. So, I think just enjoy the opportunity that we're in, and kind of at this point, if you are a rookie or second, you're not a rookie anymore. You've played, if you played in enough games and you've been through the season, you need those young guys to step up and play well for you.